If woodpeckers had their own neurologists, would they tell the woodpeckers to stop banging their heads against trees? A more scientific phrasing is, why don't woodpeckers get concussions? Sam van Wassenberg and his student Maya Mielke at the University of Antwerp in Belgium studied this. Among the features of the birds excavating for insects is that their beaks strike at 20 kph, 12.5 miles per hour, and up to 30 times per second. Don't try running into a tree that fast yourself. Another feature is that they have no shock-absorbing material in their heads. The spongy bone between the beak and the brain-holding cranium does not buffer the shock. If the head had a shock absorber, the bird would have to pound even harder. The resolution of the puzzle is that the bird's brain is small. Don't we call small-minded people bird brains? Ah, but crows and parrots are really smart. With a small mass to bang around inside the bony cranium, the peak force that decelerates the brain is about 200 Gs, or 200 times the force of gravity. This leads to a jump in pressure on the brain of about one normal atmosphere of pressure. That's less than what can give a human the mildest concussion. It's also important that the brain has a small dimension. Little energy is imparted over a short distance. There are no giant woodpeckers. Small brains are safe. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.